And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Classic Factory for No Dunks, third stream of the day. Yes, can you believe it? I'm Skeets. We got Tass. We got Trey Kirby. We got Lili. We got JD pushing the buttons over there. If you're just listening to this podcast, jump over to the No Dunks YouTube page because we just did an immediate reaction podcast to the Hawks-Knicks deal, the blockbuster with Cam Reddish headed to New York. So you can go check that out if you would like to. But this show right here, popping packs, baby. Got some classic packs here today to rip. We got a 91-92 upper deck. Yes. A jumbo pack. Whoa. Feel the weight of that. You're going to be working with that one, Lili. We got an NBA Hoops, and we got a Fleer pack. Okay?
Okay.
So, two rules when it comes to popping packs. One, we get Otis Thorpe.
We win. Victory.
Two, we get a checklist card.
We rip it up and sort of consume it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Take sort a little of. Nibble. Yeah. Little nibble. That's it. Those are the rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, really, why we do this? NBA trivia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a lot of fun. One guy cracks the pack, looks at the guy, gives some hints, and we test our sicko knowledge and see if we can name those particular players. Okay?
You stopped eating meat, Lee, but do you eat NBA checklists?
Ooh, good point.
It's probably healthier for you than no eating meat. Anyway, that's a different day. Let's talk about cars. Right.
All right. So 91-92, upper deck, a jumbo pack.
Jumbo.
I think there's a rookie in this pack. Oh, there's a hologram in this pack.
I'll start this way. Okay. Well, I'll start this way because this guy, I believe it was his last season, 91-92. Legend, Hall of Famer, MVP, champ, one team, one guy.
Magic Johnson.
No, but his biggest rival.
Larry Bird.
Lawrence.
Wow.
Lawrence. But well, sorry. So, you know what? It's actually a checklist card. That's a...
hope you're hungry.
Yeah, it says it's a Boston Celtics
no,
checklist
that's
card.
That's okay. See, these are different checklist cards.
Yeah. This can't eat that
that's
one.
Art.
His hair has never looked better than that bottom photo.
No,
right there.
No. There you go. That's a great start, though, Larry.
Yep.
Larry Legend.
I guess it was 91-92.
Yeah, I mean, he played the Dream Team, and I don't think he played 92-93. Yeah. Can't quite remember, but he was, at the end of his time there, unfortunately, the back injuries caught up with Larry? Lawrence?
Lawrence.
You got caught up between a Larry and a Lawrence.
Yeah.
I love the parquet on that.
Do you still think Larry Bird is a streaky shooter?
Start again, JD. We have to start again.
Well, you said it, not me.
I know.
You said Larry Bird is a streaky shooter.
Yeah. No one actually saw it. That's one of those internal jokes that everyone knows about because everyone reminds me of it.
Yeah.
I got very upset saying that. had to re-record a pre-recorded show. But that always happened, remember? Whenever we did a pre-record.
Oh, is that? Actually, I forgot that's how it went down.
Yeah.
That never saw the light of day. You refused to allow it.
Absolutely. That's why I threw the pen. I threw a tantrum, so I'm like, there's no way they're going to let that one go.
He dropped his pants down. Yeah.
We were deep into the block, too. We were near the end of it. And I was like, I felt bad, but I'm like, I would feel worse if it was out there that I said Larry Bird is a streaky shooter amongst the globe. You know, I can handle the internal sort of like awkwardness.
Beautiful shooter of the basketball.
Oh my god! Yeah. Great. Yeah.
I wonder where that pen is now. Burned it, I guess.
Okay.
All right. This next one's a great one because I'm not even going to give you a verbal clue, just a physical clue.
Okay.
This guy was an all-star in 1991 the last time.
Bernard King, wow. For those listening, Lee just put his palm on the ping pong table and did like a little pivot because that is what Bernard King did when he was in our studio when we were the starters.
That might have to be a certified classic.
It's an all-star card.
Yeah, that was his last all-star. It was resurgent because he missed so many years with his knee injury. Came back with the Bullets and putting up some buckets and got in the all-star game there in Charlotte. Yeah.
Bet David Robinson is regretting challenging that shot in the All-Star game. Yeah. Takes an elbow to the nose.
Eating it.
Oh, look at this. JD. This is amazing.
Oh,
little PIP action here.
Oh, that's
very nice.
Great. Okay, well, two good ones, and we drop back a little bit here because this guy looks like he might have been a rookie in his season here. I'd never heard of this guy, to be honest. Yeah, tough one.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of this player.
Never heard of him, no. Whoa, but let's just say a player with his same surname came out of, not retirement, but out of the league to come back in, known as the Moose, who was playing for the...
Bill Munro.
Not Bill Munro, but instead we've got a Rodney Munro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely have not heard of him.
No,
let's take a look at him, though.
There he is.
Rodney.
Yeah, that looks like I should have checked it. Yeah, it is. It says NBA draft there. So, you know.
You got a rookie card.
Yeah.
That's not a great rookie card to get in the pack, for being honest.
Brandon Jennings in him. I don't know if it's the haircut or Kenny Lofton. I don't know.
Something. I don't remember a single thing about this guy. Lofton.
Rodney Munro.
All right. Next one's a good one. This is a good trivia one because everyone's heard of this guy. This guy was a one-time All-Star, a shooter, a shooting guard. He played for...
Michael Adams?
No. Did he play with Michael Adams? No, he didn't. let me try to see. You remember him as a Seattle Supersonic?
Deals?
Do you remember him as a Philadelphia 76er?
Hershey Hawkins.
Whoa! Well done, Skeetsy. Well done. Well done. There you go.
I like when you give a good hint.
Yeah, there you go. All-star.
What is going on in this pack here?
Yeah, that was his only All-Star game appearance, I'm pretty sure, for Hershey there in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, I said Hershey.
Yeah, but I think...
I thought it was Hershey.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people call him Hershey Hawkins, but...
It's Hershey, a real Berenstain beers. Berenstain beers? It said beers all along? Yeah. I thought they were beers.
When I had George Carl on Pack and Pop and Packs.
Too many streams.
He said they traded for Kendall Gill for Hershey Hawkins because he was it was a bit of a better fit. Kendall and George didn't quite get along, so Hershey came along, gave him a bit more shooting in that 96 Sonics team that went to the finals.
So it's a better fit for George, for his personality?
I think so. I think both,
okay.
Wow, we've got another All-Star card here.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and this guy, it's a weird-looking card what he's doing. You think David Robinson regrets what he's doing. This guy regrets what he's doing. This guy has been probably the biggest name I've had on Pop and Packs.
Dominique Wilkins.
No.
James Worthy?
James Worthy, yes. There you go. Big game, James.
All right.
Yeah. There he
is. Why does he regret such a thing? Because it...
Well, I mean, that's like...
Wait,
like,
what's wrong with
that? Need? You think he's getting need?
No, it's just a weird sort of photo, isn't it?
it is a weird photo.
It's an action shot.
Yeah.
I mean...
I wonder if that was Andy B. Bernstein or... on that one.
It's Bernstein.
Bernstein. The Bernstein Bears, yeah.
Let me check the photographer on this card real
him
quick.
Him and Nat, Nathaniel S. Butler, they were the two photographers of the times.
Hold on. I do have a question. Lee Ellis gets a basketball card.
Yeah.
What do you want to be doing on your card?
Shooting. Kevin Zwerbel made us cards. Made it for all of us, I think.
That's
and I am
point.
Shooting. Yeah. 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 So, and it's in the upper deck format as well. All right. This next one, you remember this guy because he was on the Clippers, and you just remember him because of his name.
Loy Vaught.
There you go.
That's the only old Clipper I know.
Exactly.
I'm
exactly.
Killing it here.
Yeah.
I'm killing this pack.
Loy. I don't think there's. What would Loy be short for? Do you think?
Leroy.
Lloyd?
Yeah, maybe Lloyd, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Loy Vaught, Ken Norman, Gary Grant, Ron Harper. The classic Clippers from the early 90s.
Just some Clippers. Yeah. Loy Vaught, I only always remember him because he did have one pretty solid fantasy basketball season.
Right.
I remember he was in our league and people wanted Loy Vaught, you know, helping on the boards. I think he was scoring enough, you know. He's probably giving you 16, 17 in his heyday.
Yeah.
Probably a little defense in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would want this if I ever had a basketball card.
Yeah, like that's just chilling.
Chilling.
That's a nice card.
He's
been
around by the court.
Michigan guy, Loy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go, Blue.
All right, next one. Great early 90s NBA name, this guy. I don't want to give away the obvious clue yet.
Stacey Augmon.
No, but this man.
Benjamin.
No.
Sarunas Marshallonis.
No. He's an alliteration name.
Okay.
Ala Abdelnaby.
No, but you're on the right track there. I don't think he was an All-Star, but he featured in an All-Star weekend.
Cedric Ceballos.
Nice. The big onion. Ball. Yeah, there you go,
the
Cedric.
Big onion.
Yeah. Yeah. Cebolla is onion in Spanish. I think that's, I don't know if that's the same, Ceballos, but anyway.
It's like that cold open we had, the Aussie guy.
Those Suns uniforms, by the way, they are great.
Great unis.
Yeah, yep. Really, really nice unis there. Big CC. Well, from CC to another alliteration. And this one, no one really knows exactly how to pronounce this guy's first name.
Oh, it's got
to
be Benoit Benjamin.
Whoa!
Back to back.
No way!
Benoit or Benoit?
Well, that's the thing, because when Dave Benoit came along, it was like, have we been saying Benoit wrong the whole time?
Whoa, he's got a big-ass leg.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big dude.
Look at the size of his leg. Yeah. I mean, it might be the perspective a little bit, but it looks like a tree trunk.
Yeah.
That's a big-ass leg.
I think 7-footer Benoit.
I mean, yeah, he was a giant. So yeah. Checks out.
The knee, especially the knee is huge.
It's so wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a trunk. That's like, I mean, our guy, our buddy Ken, Ken Angeli's got a leg like that, like a big old calf.
I can't patella where it starts and where it ends. I mean, it's
I can't femur it out either.
Okay, this next one. I say this joke every time, but I'm going to say it again. Why not? Because if Trey's father-in-law was here.
You got a Humphreys over there, buddy?
I got a J. Humphreys. I got a J. Humphreys.
Every single time.
Every time it happens. Big J. Humphreys there, yeah. Wow, what can you say about Jay Humphries? I think he averaged 20 points a game there for the Bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Normal legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those City Edition jerseys that the Bucks are wearing this season are from the 70s, but these are very similar.
There's
right?
some pieces that they've picked out of these
There's
ones.
Some red on their current ones, I think, isn't there? Sort of purple, reddy orange or something.
There's definitely purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go, Jay Humphries. Always Jay good Hump. To have Jay on there.
Yeah.
Okay, this next guy... I always think of a college in America when I hear his name. It's not a big college, but it is a college.
Okay.
He played for the Indiana Pacers, this guy.
UNLV, Greg Anthony?
No. The guy's name is a college.
I'm sorry. I thought you thought of this player and you immediately
No. You think this guy, he could have been going to a French school.
Okay, like
could have been going to a French school.
Okay, so you're saying is it the surname or the first name?
First name, yeah.
The first name of this player is a college.
Can
you tell us whether it's you know, in the ACC or?
I couldn't tell you what any of that stuff means. Yeah. But he was a power forward, a biggish guy there for the Indiana Pacers. But he actually, I remember on the Pacers, but he played bounced around a few teams before that.
What teams?
Kings and Pacers, but you wouldn't remember him, the Kings. It was early to mid-80s there.
Vincent Eskew?
No.
Eskew University?
When you say Lafayette, it's kind of, it's
like,
it's a...
Like a...
It's a...
La?
La?
La? Lamont.
La Salle.
Oh, LaSalle.
Yeah, LaSalle Thompson. Yeah, I don't know where LaSalle is, but... I don't know.
Trading or it is? The college.
Dwayne grew up in a town called Peru, Illinois, which like is very close to LaSalle, Illinois.
So it's in Illinois, LaSalle.
There is a LaSalle in Illinois. Yeah. I don't know if this guy's from there, but
see, like, look at that, like pose on that card. Yeah. You wouldn't like that, Lee, right?
No, not at all.
He's just like he's biting on a pump fake.
Yeah. It looks like his man Robert Parrish is probably going to be scoring here on this play.
Turn around, LaSalle. Yeah. All right,
LaSalle. Okay, great. This guy's a really good '90s guard. Undrafted, but absolutely loved by his fans.
John Starks.
John Starks.
Oh, nice, Paul. There he is. Bagging groceries.
Exactly, yes. Nice. Yeah. I didn't realize he actually did play for the Bulls in the end.
Yep.
For
4 games, maybe?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Not very many.
Yeah, he went to the Jazz. The Heat, I think he played
Warriors,
for the Heat.
I think he went back to.
Yeah.
Good time for a plug. Chris Herring going to be on the No Dunks podcast next week.
Oh, yes.
To talk about his book, Blood in the Garden, featuring John Starks a bit.
Is he in it a lot?
Oh, yeah. Some notable games, no doubt. Yeah.
Why did you turn that around? You wanted to see him?
I wanted to say when Chris Herring's here. You betcha. You better be watching when Chris Herring's on to talk about his book. Yeah.
Listed at 6'5". I always thought he was a little shorter.
Yeah.
He probably was.
Because he was.
Yeah. Okay, another great one. This guy, is he in the Hall of Fame? I think he is, yeah. This guy, his nickname was probably just The Butt.
So it wasn't.
His nickname was probably The Butt.
Ass yeah. Man.
Mark Aguirre?
No.
Rick Mahorn?
No. Think of more of how what you would describe a
Vincent Ass you.
No, he's been a head coach. He's currently an assistant coach. He seems to have been an assistant coach for a long time. He was a coach in Philadelphia, Portland, Detroit, only for one season.
Maurice Cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
The Butt.
The
Butt.
Maurice Cheeks.
There's Mo Cheeks. Four-time All-Star. Did he get into the Hall of Fame? I think he was
I
in
don't
the,
remember.
Yeah.
He might be.
I don't know. Think
yeah.
So.
He's probably just on the list. Here. His name probably comes up, but...
Right. Okay, this next guy was, I remember him on the Warriors because he was their center for the Don Nelson Warriors, an undersized center, but a tough, mean-looking guy.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Like he played with, like, TMC?
He played just before that. He might have actually been, he might have been traded the season following that. But he was only 6'8", but he was...
not Billy Owens.
No, Billy Owens, no. This is an older guy. Didn't have a great lot of offensive game, but it was just, he was like the physical presence
Alton
there.
Alton Lister.
No, not quite that big. He was only 6'8 or 6'9", if I remember correctly.
Wow, okay.
6'8", they've got him listed at here, yeah. Believe he was a cable guy.
Jim Carrey.
Larry something?
Larry Smith.
Man, basic ass name.
Yeah.
Larry Smith.
Mr. What did they call him? Mr. Mean, I think it was.
Really?
I think that was his nickname there, yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Mean.
Yeah. Okay, this next guy, a legend, legendary name, yeah. Definitely, I thought of him more as a New Jersey Net, but he was on the Portland Trailblazers team in 1990 that went to the finals. I don't think he was there in 92.
Drazen.
No. He was a goggle-wearing man.
Kevin Duckworth.
Jerome Percy.
No.
Herb Williams.
No, yeah. Everyone else. He was like 6'10". Don't think this guy... he may have been an all-star in the early 80s, but he wasn't late. But he was a vet, and you could call him the Dollar Bill.
The Dollar
yeah.
Bill? Bradley?
No.
Dollar Bill.
Yeah.
What's on the Dollar Bill? Who's on
well,
the
what is a Dollar Bill? What
it's
is
cash. It's cash.
It's a buck. Buck.
Buck Williams.
Yes. That guy I forgot. What the buck?
Big buck, yeah.
Yeah, big buck hunter.
Big buck.
Yeah,
gosh.
Yeah.
Should have got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dumb. Look at those cool socks, though. Yeah. I like that. Blazers on the spandex and also some... I don't know. It must be Blazers sort of socks, but
yeah,
there was a lot of spandex.
Yeah,
in this
yeah,
yeah, a lot
oh,
of spandex.
Sure.
'90s.
Yeah,
yeah. I think the shorts were still so short. Yeah.
You got a big leg like Benjamin. You can't be showing that whole thing off.
Big leg, Benoit.
Yeah, but another branch sticking out.
Oh man, another tough one here. But okay, this guy. I think you probably have heard of this guy. He's on the Kings now. I don't know if you remember him from that, but he's got a name that is memorable. It's a
Wayman
month.
Tisdale.
No, but it's a month. It's a plural of a month, in fact.
Mays.
Yeah.
It's not Sean Mays.
No.
Skylar Mays.
Travis Mays. Have you heard of Travis Mays?
No.
Wasn't sure or not.
Nice. Tough shot, though.
I love those jerseys, too. There's more spandex, by the way. Yeah.
Everybody's
really? Rocking them.
Travis
yeah.
Mays.
Yeah. What's he doing there? Look at his teammates. They're like...
Good shot, Travis.
Yeah. Is he trying to draw
maybe
contact?
He may have got fouled yeah. and he's flinging it up.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll have to ask Nathaniel S. Butler.
Well, this next guy, we might have to ask because this guy is still in the NBA.
He's still playing?
No, oh, but he's still in the NBA. Career. He was playing in 1991, and you probably see him on the court every now and again still.
Heywood McMillan.
Heywood Workman.
Great pull. Great pull. There he is. Yeah.
Wow. He is an official.
He and Leon Wood are the former players. I think they both still referee. But there's Heywood.
Bullets.
Yeah.
I remember him as a pacer for sure.
Yeah.
The Heywood.
Heywood. Okay, this next guy. Well, hey. I remember this next guy because one of the first games we got was featured this guy from the Denver Nuggets. And he's a big guy, big white guy.
Okay.
But he's got a name that's kind of almost Scandinavian or Nordic in
Sven Nader.
No, his first name is not necessarily that way, but his surname certainly is something you would think of.
Was he a big stiff?
Like, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean,
Ryan Stiff.
he had a reasonable first name there, but he's I just remember because of the game they just kept saying his surname and it stuck with me, and I'll say it in a second here, but. Yeah.
I mean, give us
Blair
a
Rasmussen.
Yeah. There you go. Rasmussen.
Oh. Yep.
Nice
Rasmussen
one.
In the post. Rasmussen rebounds the ball.
Blair.
This is a bad
Big
card.
Blair, yeah.
Get my man some spandex, please.
That might be Todd Lichty there behind him. Yeah, who plays Licked in Melbourne, in. Australia, apparently.
Still.
Yeah, he's still going around. Todd Lichty. Well, what? I mean, in the last few years when we've done it, I've had people say Todd Lichty plays in my local league. So,
wow.
Yeah. Shout out. So, Sedale 3 plays down there too, apparently. So,
good comp.
Yeah. Okay, good. Next one. This next one, not a Hall of Fame, but everyone remembers this guy. Because he's an animal, he's feisty, and he was huge. He had his biggest moment, I think, in Game 5 of the 98 Finals in Chicago.
Antoine Carr,
the big dog.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, I remember those. He had the big sunglasses. He just hit a few of those mid ranges to keep the Bulls from winning the championship on their home floor there, and. There he is.
Pre-goggles.
Hey, don't look at this card, Tass, and don't you miss these days? Just two big dudes trying to get an established position in the paint, getting ready for a dinker or dumper.
Don't you miss it?
Totally miss those dumpers banging down low before Antoine Carr would flick up a dinker. I thought you were going to say that Stiles Stalinski went to basketball games. That looks like Stiles Stalinski.
In the background?
Yeah. Is that Danny Manning?
Oh, yeah.
Is that Danny Manning guarding?
91 Manning. Yeah.
Year, I think it is.
It should. Yeah.
Look at this camera work. Come on.
There's Stiles.
There's a great video out there of Antoine Carr. I can't remember who they're playing against. Maybe it is the Bulls. And they're talking about the physicality. And someone asks him about it, and he goes, I like it. And he goes, you want to bang? Let's bang a little. That's why we go to the gym. That's why we lift weights. It's really good. Okay, this next one, I think Trey should get this one because it's a Michigan guy.
Okay.
Glenn Rice.
No, but he played with Glenn.
Ramil Robinson.
I don't know why.
I thought we were getting a Ramil in this pack.
Well, Ramil Robinson.
All these alliterations. You're damn right we are.
In the 89 championship game against Seton Hall. Because Andrew Gaze was playing for Seton Hall, and I remember Ramil Robinson's mum standing up, having "I'm Ramil Robinson's mum" on her T-shirt. So,
I've heard that one, James.
Oh, that's a crazy card. Yeah. It looks like his legs are I don't know, very, very short.
Ramil didn't really pan out in the NBA. Yeah. I thought it had high expectations for him. Anyway.
Those are sweet jumpsuits, though.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many cards left?
Yeah, it was a jumbo pack. And so we've got this one guy from the Miami Heat. This guy, I think he was in a three-point shootout. Just a white guy there for the Heat.
Just a white guy there for the Heat.
You think he was in a three-point contest?
I'm pretty sure he was.
You got John Crotty over
there? Oh, I got a John Sundvold.
Oh,
and look what he's doing in the back there. That, to me, he might be warming up for the...
That does.
That's a three-point shootout. He's got the money ball in his hand there, yeah.
Wow, what a call.
Yeah.
He's got a... Larry Bird preform.
A little bit.
Sticking the butt out a bit.
His name's John Sundvall.
Sundvall.
He's on Vanderpump Rules, I think, now. Yeah, Sundvall.
Shut up.
Did they wax their legs on that show? Because it looks like...
Sure. Schwartzy, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, this next guy, I think he... maybe made it to the Raptors. Anyway, he was a number one pick who didn't pan out at all in the end. Injuries got to him.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
I believe it was the 89 draft.
Danny Manning was
88. He was 88. This next guy went to Sacramento, went to Washington.
Was he ever nervous?
Never nervous.
This guy was never nervous.
He didn't make it right. He wasn't nervous.
No, he never made it there? Okay.
Feels like it.
Yeah. because I think he sort of bounced around a bit for a few years. Hung on, pick. But yeah,
number one pick. That's surprising.
Yeah, yeah. Knee injury got him. Okay. Next guy. Okay. I think he went to the Knicks, but he's on the Hawks in this one.
Okay.
Big white guy. Oh, yeah. He's been on the Sonics, the Sixers, the Nets, the Rockets, the Hawks. You might think he's Scottish by his surname there.
McIntosh.
You're on the right track there. I don't think anyone really knows old Timmy McCormick.
Well, no, I do not.
Yeah, there's Loy Vord again. Well done, Loy.
What's up, Loy?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that? Look at that guy sitting courtside, too, taking in the game.
Loafers.
Yeah, I get it.
What shoes, Trey? Can you?
Looks like he's sitting next to Elaine Bennis.
Yeah. She's got Elaine look.
That's like a, yeah, that's like a poor man's and woman's Jerry and Elaine right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing Avias. I think we've seen a couple of pairs of those on these cards so far.
Yeah.
Tim McCormick. He got into the Spice game, I believe, after his play. He did.
Well, I'll tell you who did get into the Spice game after his career played.
That was a segue to a card.
This guy. This guy gets, because he loves it, super spicy.
Del Curry.
No.
Stacey King.
There he is, out of Oklahoma State. Stacey King. There he is. Yeah.
There he is.
What do you remember most, Trey, from Stacey King's playing days? Like, did he have a moment, you know?
No, yeah, he had a game. He had a game I remember reading about it in the Scottie Pippen book. Okay. But Stacey King, it was more like you wanted a little bit more from Stacey King, because I think he was like a number six pick or something like that, right? Like, he was a great player in college, and I think he was just an average role guy in the NBA, it's fine. But I also think, like, didn't you wear 21 a lot for the Bulls? I feel like he was number 21, not 34.
Yeah.
So, strange.
Yeah, I wonder what happened there after that. But
maybe it's when Oakley left. Did he get 34?
Maybe, yeah. Well, Oakley left.
He would be gone at this point.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, this guy was also gone from the Bulls. Not at this point, but later on.
Michael Bison Deli?
No. I'm trying to sort of weave it all
Michael
together.
Michael Jordan?
No, but Michael Jordan used to say to this guy, hey, what do you got in that bag there? And this guy would say, I don't know. And Jordan would say, I hope you got a jump shot in that
Scotty
bag.
Scotty Burrell?
No.
Hope you got Horace a jump
shot. Horace Grant. There he is.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
I hope you got a jump shot.
Yeah, this story you're telling, is this a thing you actually heard or read?
Yeah, was it? I think it's in...
is it in The Last Dance?
No, it's in some
Michael
book,
Jordan
though.
Going to Horace Grant. Hey, what do you... I hope you got a jump shot in that bag.
He went shopping or something like that, and I don't know. Yeah,
okay.
And he came back and he said, I hope you got a jump shot in that bag there.
What an
Michael,
asshole.
Yeah.
What a jump shot in that bag. That's a good line. Yeah. Horace. I mean, now here's the hint I would have given for Horace Grant. NBA Jam, arcade, cutaway scene. Remember? Horace was in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say I saw this guy wearing his championship ring in Cancun Airport, but I'm not sure how many would remember that story.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple left.
Well, yeah, and this guy, big rival against Horace Grant. These two teams went at it. Not positionally, but certainly on the court.
So it's either a Piston or a Knick.
It sure is. And this guy, this guy's a one-team guy. A one-team
Joe
guy.
Joe Dumars.
Nope. And Joe Dumars is
another
all star nickname.
You got a lot of
crowds. We're overflowing the stand here.
Oh, there we go. You could take them off if you wanted to. Like, I don't know why you don't.
Yeah, Horace dropped them. Looks like Horace just dropped them.
All right, there we go.
Okay, now maybe put them up.
There we go. Here we are.
JD.
Perfect.
This is our fifth All-Star card?
Yeah, and we've got All-Star? A sixth one coming up here. Yeah, this guy, we had him on our show at least twice, I think, at Starters there. Legend.
Zeke?
No.
Payton?
No. One-team guy. Hall of Famer.
Kevin McHale.
There you go. All-Star Kevin McHale. Putting on his socks. Hey guys, we need another Kevin McHale All-Star one. Anyone got him pulling on his socks? Yeah. Here it is.
Look, this always blows my mind, especially like back in the 90s. These guys are fucking giants, as we see here. And they've got them sitting on the tiniest little chairs or stools or whatever, lockers. Like, look at that.
I'm more surprised that he's wearing multiple socks.
A lot of the guys.
I know it would help their feet absorb the shock, but Kevin McHale seems like a no nonsense guy.
No socks,
no,
type
just
of guy.
One sock. No
Has there ever been an NBA player naked that doesn't socks. Wear socks? Wow, that's a trivia question.
Big Kev.
Yeah, he might have been Sixth Man of the Year in 91, 92. Was he, Kev?
Was he?
He was up there, yeah. He won it a couple of times, I think. Okay.
Hey, which NBA player never wore socks?
Hold on. Sockless Joe. Hold on, maybe Cavs. Seeing showing Cavs.
Alton Blisters.
Yeah.
That's good. That I'm not good. Angry with that.
That's good.
Okay, last card here, and it's a good one because it's versatile. I can use this clue for cards. For this pack or for 10 years later, and I can use the same clues.
Okay, so this is the senior.
Yeah,
of this
sort
man.
Of.
Jaren Jackson.
No, this guy, when you think about this guy, number 55, who's the first guy that comes to
Jason
mind?
Jason Williams.
Yes, right. Jason Williams. There you
is
go.
It which Jason Williams
it's,
did
we? Not white chocolate. Oh, it is Jason Williams. From
with
the
a
Y. Yeah, from the Philadelphia 76ers. So,
interesting.
Don't think of him as a Sixer.
No, I didn't even know he played for the Sixers.
No, rookie there in his Sixers.
Look at Mark Price there in the background.
Oh. Yeah.
That's nice. Okay.
Great.
So, not a bad jumbo pack to get us started here.
Pretty good overall.
You're
a lot
happy
of all-stars.
With it?
Yeah. I mean, apart from your Travis Mays and your Tim McCormick's in there, happy to get a Ramil Robinson, the big dog. Blair Rasmussen. I can still hear it, man. I can still hear it. I go to Rasmussen.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Tassie is going to dig into some Fleer, I guess, 95, 96.
Yeah,
is that what you want to do?
It's a nice thin pack.
All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, back on Poppin' Packs, and it's Tass's turn to play the role of Mr. Trivia Man, to be the Alex Trebek when it comes to old basketball cards. And what do you got? You got Fleer 95-96?
Fleer 95-96, and I wanted to prepare you guys because we have a few series in here, four limited edition insert series, double-double guys, all-stars.
Whoa.
And franchise futures.
Well, I hope we get all of that in that pack.
No, I said three. I guess there's only three. I don't know.
Okay, I gotta like sort of, you know, shield myself from you.
Yeah.
Don't
right
worry. Next
don't
to
worry.
Me. It's gonna look right until the
okay.
Eyes.
All right. I see the word hardwood on this first one.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Hardwood classic. I think these have been pre-stuck. Okay.
Oh.
Well, a man who is in the league currently.
Play.
The Doc River,
like a coach.
Yeah, he's a coach. He won a lot of ships. He's a little guard. Found his way to some championship teams and contributed. He's a little guard. Not big stats. But
been
now,
a part of a few dynasties.
Yes, exactly. I thought I'd be giving it away by this point.
I unfortunately saw his beautiful haircut.
He's a head coach in the association. Yep. Multiple time champion.
You've talked to him.
I've told
little guard, role player in the NBA.
One of the greats at the loneliest place on earth. One of the greats.
What?
From sounds like Trey's dad.
Steve
name.
Kerr.
Yeah, Steve Kerr.
A little guy. You kept saying little guy. I mean, I guess he's
guard.
Not little to me.
I gotta look away as well.
But there we are. Hey, I'm Steve Kerr.
Calling the
I'm
play.
Steve Kerr. All I win is championships.
One.
Watch this yelling on the back as well.
I like these cards.
Yeah.
Ah! That's an incredible card. That's like a meme.
Michael!
So many Steves.
Oh, we got a crop. That's a meme to me. Like, if you get both of the Kurs yelling there.
Okay. Now, this is nice. We just uncovered a vintage meme. I like that.
This is cool. Vintage memes. Right. Now, Steve Kerr worked with this man.
Okay.
In terms of his broadcasting career, I would say.
Interesting.
Mark Jackson.
No.
Reginald.
Reginald Miller. Played with Mark Jackson.
A little TNT.
And
Reggie.
So many colors on these Fleer cards.
What is going on in these Fleer 95?
And
these
are colorful. And you jump to the other side.
Sure, do it.
And there's a double reg as well.
Yeah, so they went with this double vibe.
Mm.
All right. And then the stats. The stats over the photos. How you feel about that, Lee?
Don't love it, to be honest. Yeah. It's a little harder to see, but, you know, they had to try things out. They couldn't stay with the old up deck way forever. There's no stats on the back of this one. Or this one.
That's okay. It's okay. Let's focus back on task.
Okay, next one. When I think of this man, I think of socks. We're talking about no socks in our first
Elliot Perry?
Elliot Perry.
Of
the Phoenix Suns. On our old starter set, we had one of those programs with Elliot Perry on the front and his long white socks that he was wearing to match his Phoenix Suns uni. Let's see what we got. Double player on the front. And double player on the back.
Okay.
Good to see the socks too. You know,
had to.
Yeah,
that's why I wore number two.
two socks.
Yeah. Give me two parts.
Not Kerry Kittle, was it? The one sock guy.
Yeah, he could be in this pack, right? Yeah. I think he was a 95 rookie.
I just may be forgetting this guy, but I don't remember him. It sounds like sounds like the gentleman you mentioned earlier, Trey, about. The guy who wore no socks.
Alton Blisters.
Now, his first name.
Alton.
Felton Spencer.
Is close to this guy's last name. Alton is close to this guy's last name. Very close to this guy's name.
One letter.
Derek Alston.
Nice.
That was a good hint. Yeah. That was a great hint.
From Duquesne University. Duquesne College. I don't know what's happening here. Played for the Sixers. 6'11", 225.
Yeah, I mean, I know the name.
Second round pick.
Good size. Good size there.
Is
the front. Is that the back of the front?
That's the back. I went straight back.
I was so confused.
It's a weird front as well.
Oh, wow.
Look at
that. I like seeing these weird fronts. That's a weird card.
This is crazy.
So many hues.
What? Like the Fleer 95... I don't know, whoever was in charge of these cards, like, all right, we need the craziest faces we can get on these cards.
Yeah.
We got Curry yelling. We got Derek.
Yeah. These are getting crazier and crazier in terms of the way this card looks. This man was a New York Knick. I loved his shot. Beautiful, beautiful form. Beautiful shooter of the basketball.
Oh, Allen Houston?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, has he still got it? It's got to be Allen Houston. Yeah.
No, but you could also...
Beautiful
shooter of the basketball.
Hubert
New York
Davis?
Nick Hubert Davis.
Good one.
He played for the Raps, didn't he?
Yeah, he got there. He did get there. So look at the colors on Hubert Davis' face.
I'm loving these.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Wow.
They sort of like oddly ruined the card by doing that background.
I don't think that happened because the pack is 25 years old.
That's what it does look like.
It does look like
when
it's
a card
ruined.
Gets messed up. Like,
but then
the back is totally normal.
Yeah.
And the packaging just didn't want to come off of it either. It just seems like, either way, great shot by Hubie.
Oh, that is a
beautiful
nice
release.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
UNC coach.
Right now.
At some point, part of the family.
Maybe so.
95-96, is this the shortened three-point line?
Yes.
Right?
I believe that's right.
Yeah.
He did it for 2 years, yeah.
I think he had incredible percentages.
This is when Dennis Scott did it, right? 95-96, took over the league.
I think so.
A number one pick who was mentioned earlier.
Danny Manning?
Not a bust. The opposite of bust. A championship winner.
Make his way to the Raptors?
Hakeem Olajuwon.
He made his way to the Raptors.
Let's see it. Let's see it.
Double Hakeem.
A double.
I know.
Let go of the steering wheel, man.
It does feel weird when you call him a number one pick, though. I do agree. A double card.
That's
here.
Cool.
There we go.
Oh,
I like the home and away.
Hakeem Olajuwon reached yet another career milestone on February 19th, 1995, as he eclipsed the 10,000 rebound mark. Great. The Dream also stands as one of only 14 players in NBA history to average 20 plus and 10 plus rebounds over a career. 94-95 saw the hero of the previous season's NBA Finals average 28 points and 11 boards. Okay, while racking up an amazing 7 games of 40 plus points. That is a lot of points.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
Dream was awesome.
Let's stick in Canada. I'll throw you off here for a sec. Vancouver. This man played for the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Okay. Michael Dickerson.
No. Also, his first name is the same name of a Canadian broadcaster. His pet dog. The Canadian broadcaster's pet dog is the same name as this
Leo
man.
Routin's
it's a nickname.
Dog?
No. Oh. It's not Leo.
Jack?
A famous broadcaster.
Blue. Oh, Blue Edwards.
Don Cherry's dog was Blue.
Right. Yeah. What type of dog was that, JD? Or does anybody remember Don Cherry's dog?
It was Staffordshire.
Right. Like crazy looking dog. Those crazy.
One of those, yeah, it's not a Staffordshire, but it's a terrier, and it's got sort of that horn.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a rhinoceros horn coming in reverse. What the hell is it called? I can't remember.
Yeah, I would call it Snouty.
Yeah.
Snouty is good.
Blue Edwards.
I don't know much about
that. I remember him on the Grizzlies for sure.
Yeah, he got there. They were excited. Blue wearing that bluey teal with the Grizz for sure. All right.
Okay.
Wow. This is the same guy as the guy I think of on the New Jersey Nets. I don't remember him playing with the Dallas Mavericks years earlier, but in the early 2000s, he played for the Nets. That's for sure. That's what I remember him as.
It's not Kittles.
No.
Jamie Fike.
More of a role player, not Jamie Fike. More of a role player from the guard spot.
Ooh.
Lucius Harris.
Wow.
Nice pull. Wow.
Very nice. It's got to be the same guy.
He's a great net. Yeah.
I don't remember him with the Mavs.
No, not really. Same.
But
Lucius. Faces, man.
Yeah. Not very kind.
No. Yeah, that's better.
There we go.
The backs are better than the fronts.
Yeah, the backs are better than the fronts.
Real heads, no.
He didn't get a shot of him shooting the ball. Just dribbling as I dribbled.
Lucius.
All right.
Okay. We're going to the Orlando Magic. We just mentioned him. Wow, this card just seems like it's totally been screwed up, messed up.
got some grow marks
over the
on
years.
There.
You're right.
We got Dennis Scott.
Yeah. Holy crap!
That's a nice
crazy.
Card.
Ah, yeah, 3D.
Well, you're splashing all those threes.
Yeah,
doing all that grill it. What the?
See, it looks
something's
really
weird. Going on. You're right.
Yeah.
It's like being in the pack for whatever.
Yep.
25 years is.
Gotta check the moisture content.
Done something.
3D, looking good
35
here.
35 years. Wait,
25.
25.
looking good on the back.
Yeah, he looks.
He's
yeah.
looking like he's looking now, though.
Yeah.
Slim Dennis. Dennis Slims. Especially with the stripe, the pinstripes, those uniforms.
Oh, beautiful. Those are great. Those
he's
are
got
great.
The pumps on there, too, maybe, does he?
No. Are they? I guess you can't see the pumps.
Covered by the logo.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Cool.
All right. GT.
Georgia Tech boy.
That's right.
All right, a couple more. You know this guy as a New Jersey Net. It's sort of like the similar thing with Loi Vaught in the Los Angeles Clippers. Just a pure net that wasn't
just
an incredible player.
He wasn't.
It's just a simple name, but
Chris Morris.
Bang!
Oh, yeah,
nice.
Longtime All-Star, Chris Morris.
Really?
Yeah. That's a net. That's a net for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Number 4 pick. Forgot about that.
Chris
1988.
Morris.
Yeah.
And Woo. This card also looks like doesn't look right.
What has happened in this pack? Like some oxidization.
And they have I thought he was wearing a different team jersey, but on the back it's a
Nets
jersey.
That's the classic Nets jersey. Yeah,
I thought it was a Hawks jersey.
Yeah,
his face. I know.
Very funny.
Mm.
Chris Morris. I couldn't tell you a single memorable thing he did in the NBA. You said he made an All-Star.
Yeah,
so I guess that's memorable.
I think so. I'm pretty sure he did. Maybe not. I'm not sure now. I'm starting to question it myself. But
go with it, man.
I think he did. Yeah.
Finals with the Jazz, I think, right? Against the Bulls?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I would remember him as.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, last card of the pack.
Whoa.
And I swear it's thicker than the rest of them. This is like a heavy-duty card.
Benoit Benjamin.
That's a solid card.
It's so solid. It's the one that did say hardwood as I opened the pack.
Oh, so it's...
Hardwood leader, actually, now that I read both sides of the card. Hardwood leader. He was very good at one thing.
94-95 was a breakout season for this man, running a team uncontested for the first time in his career. Why are we laughing?
We're trying to see his face. Yeah.
Your finger was slipping, and we were getting some.
I think
you, yes.
Seattle Supersonic at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Raptor. Wasn't he a Raptor?
I don't think so.
Nah, I think everyone was
yeah,
a Raptor.
Yeah, you do.
Is he a Raptor?
It's Dana Barros.
That's right. First NBA All-Star berth became one half of only the seventh pair of NBA teammates to record 50-point games in the same season. What are you talking about? That's too much information. great season for Dana Barros.
He did have the crazy 50-point game.
Yes.
I think we showed it once on the starters where he barely took a through. Was that him?
Well, he had the three-point
I think you're thinking
record.
The Andre Miller. Yeah. But he had the three-point Tony record Delk, for consecutive games. Oh, Tony Delke.
Tony Delke had the crazy game. Where
That is nice card stock on this one.
Look, feel that. Yeah. Feel that.
Really nice. Yeah. Look at the thickness.
Wow.
The thickness on that. How many points is that?
that's like your modern-day one of the Zach LaVine card. That's how they used to do it back in the day, you know?
You're talking about NFTs?
Yeah, EFT, NFT.
Look at the slick back. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
You call this slick back?
Like slick. Slick looking.
It is,
20 of 27.
So there's 27 hardwood leaders.
Yeah.
So what was he leading?
Well, three point
what?
Shooting, maybe?
Okay. It just doesn't mention it. That's why I was a little confused.
Oh, it does mention his 3-point streak down there at the bottom. That's funny. The sweet stroke and point also set an NBA record by connecting on a 3-pointer in 58 consecutive contests. Mm. What was Steph's? Didn't he just do like 165 after he just did 164 or something like that?
He's
different times.
That's
different
right.
times.
We were tracking it when Korver passed Dana right. Barros, right? How many All-Star games for Dana Barros?
One.
Yes. 94.
That I'll agree with. I'm still skeptical of your Chris Morris.
Yeah, I know. I haven't got the stream team to correct me here either. So
they're just yelling right now.
That's right. We're going back to the 90s with these cards.
This would have been the card of no dunks, though. A lot of puns here. It says 95-96 Flair on top. F-L-A-I-R.
Oh.
For these fleers, because I guess Dana had some flair.
Okay, there it is. Not a bad pack.
Yeah, not
you know,
juicy.
You know,
we started with Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with that. We just got this Steve Kerr card.
Because
we got
6'3". Steve Kerr. Okay. You don't consider him small.
No, I guess when you say
also
it like that.
Also a slight man.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a lot of hair, though. It makes him seem taller.
Reg.
He's got big hair.
Huge highlight.
Yeah.
Elliot Perry. Derek Alston. Hubert Davis. Akeem. Of course, Akeem.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I forgot about that, Akeem. Yeah. It was a double-double card. Really throws you off. Blue Edwards. Lucius Harris on the Dallas Mavericks.
3D.
That's kind of freaky to look at 3D. Something's wrong with this card.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
Chris Morris and Dana Barros.
Okay, there it is. Fleer, 95-96. Check. But we got one more pack still to go. TK, you're up next. NBA Hoops, 15 all-new NBA basketball cards. Look for the special randomly packed USA basketball team card.
Yeah.
Oh, you're excited about
Dream
that.
Dream Teamers, yeah.
Dream Teamers in here, but we will do this pack after our final break. There are so many things I wish we could have both ways. For example, a zero-calorie cheeseburger. How about red wine without the headache? A dog that never poops. That'd be heaven. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords, stiff chinos, rather than effortless comfort. But it's possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. I'm sorry, Don Draper. This is 2024. I want to look good and feel comfortable. From their light-as-air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style. I got a little bit of everything. The air-knit boxer briefs are so good. The Ace sweatpant, mad comfy, but also great tailored fit. And because this is the summer of Henleys, yeah, I'm calling it, it's the summer of Henleys, you know I threw a few of them in my virtual shopping cart. Peacocking is for the birds, baby! Some guys just want to look good without calling attention to themselves. Mack Weldon apparel gives you understated good looks for understated confidence. They're not flashy, just classic. Sort of like a No Dunks podcast. Always in style, always crazy comfortable. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code NODUNKS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code NODUNKS.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Back with Poppin' Packs. Our final one for the day will be NBA hoops, and TK will be asking the questions on this one. I just want to take a second, though, to give it up for the stream team, specifically the people that have joined us three times today.
Yeah. And still with, from the stream team, correcting me. Oh, no All-Star games for Morris. He's still with us, and he's still correcting us. Great stuff.
Respect. Respect. All right. So, some NBA hoops. Trey's going to be testing our knowledge of these players on these cards. I will say, this is now our sixth or seventh, actually, pack that we've opened in the Classic Factory. We haven't won yet.
We
have not had a notice storm. So, I'd really like to see one in this.
91-92.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. We got a USA basketball card.
Oh, right to start with.
Not a dream teamer.
Mm.
88 Olympics. David, 84 Olympics.
David Robinson.
No, not bad. A big guy, though. Hmm. And the hint here is that my Twitter profile name comes from this guy.
Oh, Joe Klein.
Taco Klein.
Taco Joe Klein.
Illinois boy?
I don't think so. I don't know where he's from.
He sure looks like it.
That looks like a guy that could be from Illinois for sure.
He also looks like a guy that would be that Trey Kirby went to high school with to me.
That guy's name could be Adam Hansen easily. Man, what a bummer though. Imagine you're so excited to get this pack. You're like, oh, Team USA first card.
Jordan, Bird, Magic. Maybe even a Mullen.
Joe.
Okay.
We had this guy earlier today. You think of him when you think of the number 55.
Oh, wow. Really?
Jason.
Yep. Jason.
Yeah. Oh.
There he is. Whoa. Hey. Oh, hey. Yeah.
Get the same player in a couple of different packs. Cameras go crazy. Jason Williams. There he is. All right.
Okay.
This guy was on the Supreme Court in 1991-92.
Oh, one of these cards.
Yep. Coach in the NBA for a while. Maybe an assistant coach now, but not a head coach.
Okay.
You know him as either a Wolf as a player or perhaps a Jazz.
Tyrone Corbin.
He's on the Wolves right now.
Great hits. Wow. Great hits.
Yeah. Tyrone Corbin.
He's a Supreme Court.
Yeah, he was on the
guy?
Supreme Court. He wrote the dissenting opinion on that famous case. You guys remember that case?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
This is a guy that you would mix with your Tony Greens if you were trying to make some solid compost.
Let's get some browns.
Chuck.
Mike
Brown.
A lot of Browns.
Yeah. Tony. Mike.
Tony Brown.
Yeah. Hey, Tony. Yeah.
There you go, Tony.
Is that your Italian accent?
Sort of, yeah.
Hey, Tony.
Tony.
Do you ever watch The Sopranos?
Illinois boy.
You never watched The Sopranos?
Nah.
You want to start up a watch together, do a podcast about it?
Not really. Nah.
All right. Never mind that.
Trying to make content.
How many seasons we talk?
Oh, tons. It's got
to
be.
To the first season.
Yeah.
It's six.
Six? Oh,
it's not. Well, but six is 6.6A and 6B or whatever. So let's call it seven. We'll call it seven.
Okay. Yeah. I want to rewatch it. That's why.
This is ridiculous.
Holds up.
Yeah.
We got the same guy again.
Same guy.
Got another guy that we had earlier. He was in a 3-point contest.
Oh.
John Sundvold.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny boy. Good thing we saved this one for last.
Yeah.
Okay, we got some lowlights here. Letting
it fly.
He's got a Scotty Brooks look to him, that guy.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Larry Bird pre-shot, Scotty Brooks post-shot.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another guy. This is a guy. His first name is similar to my first name, but it's not.
Okay.
It's as close as you can get without not without being the same.
Troy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's closer. Oh. That's actually closer. Oh. But this is a name that must have been popular. I'm giving terrible hints on this one.
So Gray, Bray.
I got nothing. He's a center/forward from the Dallas Mavericks. His last name is retired by the Mavericks, but not for him.
Ah, Hopper Blackman.
No, it's Davis.
Davis.
So it's
Terry.
Terry Davis.
I know Terry Davis.
Ed's dad.
Yeah.
Terry Davis.
Yeah.
Ed's dad.
Ed's dad.
Oh, who's that guy in the card with him?
It's not Konkak.
Nah, it's not Konkak.
34. I don't know.
Yeah.
He just looks familiar to me. Okay, Terry Davis.
Wow. Is that a Davis's dad?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Cool for him. Very cool for him.
Learn stuff here on Pop and Pets.
All right, this is another art card. Love to see an art card. Yes. Unfortunately, I do believe that it means it. No, it's not. This is a straight up card. I like that.
Okay, who's the player?
Number one draft pick once upon a time. And one of the reasons that we got the rookie scale contract, you would probably argue, didn't live up to his draft reputation.
Glenn Joe Robinson? Smith?
This is 1991-92 season.
Larry Johnson.
No. This guy would... I think he would be excited to have Larry Johnson's career.
So it's not Danny Manning.
It's not Danny Manning.
And it's not Purvis Ellison.
It's not Purvis Ellison.
Derek Coleman.
It's not Larry Johnson.
Derek Coleman?
Derek Coleman, yeah.
His first, Coleman.
Yeah. His first 5 years were pretty good, but injuries caught up with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. DC out of Syracuse, I remember.
I remember this card. I think I had this card back in the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Pretty sure he was like 20-10 or thereabouts in his first 4 or 5 seasons.
Couple all-star appearances.
Numbers, for sure. Numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. He said the Drazen Petrovic death really changed the team and sort of changed his outlook, how the team just went. Kenny Anderson says the same thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, they were buds. Mm-hmm.
Okay. DC.
All right, nice. This guy was also a judge on the Supreme Court in 1991-92. He has been on the starters. You will see him talking about basketball, but not making decisions for a basketball team at this point. One of the all-time greats.
Isaiah Thomas.
That's right. One of the best Illinois boys there's ever been. Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I love that. There you go. Rocking the Asics.
Look at those Asics. Look at the tongue on that Asics. Jeez.
It's in the garden there.
It's in the garden,
It's like a low-top shoe with a high-top tongue.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. All right, I don't know if this guy is an Illinois boy, but he's not. Okay. Cool last name, though. Very cool last name that I think is, like, more common than you would think. He plays for the Sixers in this card. He shares a first name with one of the most famous Sixers of all time.
Charles.
Yes, and his last name is similar to one of Charles Barkley's co-workers.
Shackleford.
Charles Shackleford.
Holy. That's
Charles
a crazy way to go.
Shackleford, man. I can't give you the Lee Ellis.
I can't
tell you what he did on March 19th, 1990, but I can tell you that he was signed with Philadelphia as a free agent on July 10th, 1991.
Charles Shackleford.
Shackleford. Oh, grabbed a career-high 26 rebounds for the Nets against Milwaukee. That's a lot of roast beef.
Since you're talking Philadelphia, let me flash back to a trivia question that was on this card in the second segment of this show. Dana Barros, we're talking about, he earned his first NBA All-Star berth, became one half of the seventh pair of NBA teammates to record 50-point games in the same season in 94-95. So another Sixer scored 50 points in 94-95. I didn't know who it was. I had to
look it up.
So I have the answer.
Have we
94-95,
named it yet? Jerry Stackhouse.
No. Jerry was drafted in 95.
Weatherspoon. He didn't score.
He was on the team, but no. He had a couple 30-point games.
Barkley, we got traded Barkley's before.
No, it's not a guy you think of.
Is this a guy that's really crazy that he scored 50?
Yeah.
Jeff Hornacek?
No.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I think he was only there one season.
Percy Hawkins?
No.
He's
got a name.
Garter or forward, too, or big?
He's a wing. He's a small forward, I guess you'd call him. He's a 6'8 man. He's got a first name that's a few players in NBA history have had it.
Okay.
There's not many hints for this man.
Tracy Murray.
No. He could ride a good snowboard.
Burton. Willie Burton.
That's right.
That's a nice one.
So tough. 50?
Yeah, 50 plus.
Wow. I think you only know one snowboard company. So you picked the right one.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Charles Oakley? I don't know. Maybe they don't make boards.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, you get your Charles Oakleys when you're going on your Willie Burton.
Yeah.
This guy, 92 Dream Teamer. You can read all about him in Blood in the Garden.
Patrick Ewing.
Patrick.
That's right. That's right. Patrick Ewing. Yeah. Sorry, Patrick. Sorry, buddy. Patrick Ewing, Dream Teamer.
Yep.
Hall of Famer.
Okay, now you're not as upset with the Joe Klein in this pack.
Exactly right.
Right?
Yeah.
Your Patrick just saved your Joe.
Though, so if you're a good Pistons fan, you're conflicted because you got a dream team, quote-unquote dream team pack here, but you got Isaiah Thomas in there.
So tough one. Yeah. Tough one. Yep. Yeah. So, all right. This is a draft card, so I guess this is a rookie. I didn't know this fellow was a rookie here, but we had him on the starters once upon a time and hung perhaps his most famous jersey.
Steve Smith.
That's Ooh, right. Wow. Steve Smith.
Smitty.
I saw
was he a rookie in 91, 92?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. 91. Yeah, he was number five
91
pick.
NBA draft. Yep.
Yeah.
Number five pick.
Out of Michigan, wasn't he?
Michigan State.
Oh, Michigan State. Yep. I always
He loves the Spartans.
Yeah.
One-time All-Star, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Left school as the all-time leading scorer in school history. I don't know if that's still the case, but they got some good players there.
Yeah.
I saw him.
Not bad.
I saw him yesterday, courtside at the Hawks game, sitting in the Michelob Ultra seats where they've got a bucket of Michelob Ultra.
Like courtside
sitting in those courtside seats. It's a promotion for Michelob Ultra. Yeah, but nice. What's happening recently is people are told, hey, pick up the can of Michelob Ultra, say cheers. They're always closed. They're unopened cans. Huh. And they cheers and then they just put them back. They don't even have a sip. I don't think the promotion's going all that well, is what I'm saying. Steve Smith not having that Michelob Ultra.
Okay, this guy, never heard of him. Played for the Magic. He's a center.
Stanley Roberts.
No. This is a way that you can measure the size of your property.
Acre, Mark Akers.
Yep.
Yep.
That's Mark Akers.
Never heard of him.
Mark Akers.
Wow. Look at that. You can't even see him.
No. He's going up against Big Sam Bowie.
I know what his neck looks like.
Mark Akers. Something you need to do on your Zillow listing if your house is up for sale.
Yep.
All right.
There's Jeff Akers, right? Is he a Eagles former kicker?
That's a great call.
That's the only A-K-E-R-S.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, Skeets, you're going to love this one.
Nick Van Exel.
Only six letters total in this name. It's a triple-double. Three in each.
Wow.
He's a king right now.
Wow. UA Blab.
Yeah. Oh, that's seven.
Oh, that's seven.
Trust me, I was lying in bed many a nights going, if only UA Blab was UA Blab. Yeah.
Also, either of this fella's names could be a first name.
Okay.
But I would argue that neither are last names. Wild stuff.
What team did this?
He's a king in this
he's
one.
King.
Tim Tam. No, Tam's not a first name. I take it back.
Three. Tim. This is interesting.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone.
Okay, let's just go through all these.
Ice.
Illinois boy.
Ice. Mick. N-I-C. No. Rick.
Roy. Ray. Roy. Ron.
Roy. Oh, Roy Loy.
Lee, you'll remember he scored a career high 15 points against Cleveland on February 20th, 1991.
Don't tell us.
I mean,
Rick.
There's not more of him. There's
less. Jim Less. Yes.
Jim Less.
Wow.
Yeah. Jim Less.
L-E-S.
Jim took his name so serious that he dropped the second S on his last name.
Jimmels. That's his name.
Jimmels. Before Jimmer, there was Jimmels. Yeah.
Okay. I'm a fan of this guy. Oh, another judge on the Supreme Court.
Excellent. Wow.
If I'm not mistaken, he's the only replacement player to ever win All-Star MVP.
Well done, Tom.
Tom Tam.
Yeah.
Tom Tam Chambers.
Yeah.
Look at that hook.
What a Supreme Court they had
back
then.
That's a cool shot.
Yeah.
Remember, he wrote the majority opinion on that famous case.
Yes. In his chambers.
Judge's chambers. They had to have him on the Supreme Court. They started with him. They're like, we're starting with Chambers. We'll figure the rest out. It doesn't make any sense. All right, last one.
Last card. Wow.
Last card. A great 90s card, because I would think you would say that this man is the most 90s Timberwolf there is.
Doug West.
Yeah. Doug West. Yeah. There you go.
No doubt. Yeah. It's either Doug West or maybe Sam Mitchell, but it's Doug West.
Yeah, it's a Doug West.
Now, did Doug West make an All-Star team?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Nah.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. There it is.
Fair pack.
Yeah,
fair pack.
Yeah, just take us through it quickly. What were your highlights?
Doug West, Jim West, Mark Akers. We got a Steve Smith rookie. We got a Patrick Ewing on the Dream Team. Charles Shackelford. I'm sorting out the Supreme Courts. We got an art card of Derek Coleman. Terry Davis. John Sonvolt is back. Tony Brown. Tyrone Corbin, also a Supreme Courter. Jason Williams. Taco Joe Klein on the 84 USA basketball team. So, yeah.
Wow.
I would say the hits here gotta be your Supreme Court cards.
Oh, for sure. For
three
sure.
of the nine justices.
And just like the work that they did for this country, it's while professionally playing basketball.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's incredible that they were able to find the time to play the games and then write the opinions on those famous cases that they were working
on. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we get so excited for Deion Sanders, and he just played two sports. These guys really, really multi-talented. All right. So there it is.
Good
overall
group.
Not bad. Yeah. I mean, no Otis Thorpe.
Yeah.
But,
wow. We're still waiting for Otis.
I know. Waiting on Otis. Yeah. That's what we should call this series. well, shout out to the Stream Team once again for joining us live here. If you're listening to the podcast later, hopefully you enjoyed it. Jump on over to YouTube. See our immediate reaction to Cam Reddish getting traded to the Knicks. I'm sure we'll talk about it on the Drop podcast tomorrow. We'll do some mid-season awards as well. So check that out at 10 a.m. Eastern live on YouTube. And we, of course, flip it into a podcast soon after that. I gotta be honest, I can't remember. Do we go to our bros? We don't, do we?
No, we don't.
We gotta come up with something, Lee.
Yeah.
Like you should almost talk to the camera and say something to Otis Thorpe.
Yeah.
You know? Say something to Otis Thorpe.
Hey Otis, come on and open a pack of cards with us. We would love it.
Praise the day, people.
Jibbles.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.